A Ministry of Health statement says the deceased are both above the ages of 55 and had just been inoculated. Pozona is in the middle of a COVID-19 vaccination program after receiving 30,000 doses of Covishield as a donation from India last month. It's produced by Verity Pharmaceuticals and Serum Institute of India in collaboration with AstraZeneca. The incident has been reported to the country's medicines regulator, the Pozona Medicines Regulatory Authority, BOMRA. BOMRA Clinical Trials Director Bathazara Tikurumuthu says the results from the investigation are expected within 2 weeks.
It usually should become based on access to information, and then especially in the case of vaccine, there's possibility that sometimes there is, could also be a postmortem that is done. But I'm not talking about only the death as an outcome. Mm. It is possible sometime, the other severe discomforts the patient may suffer from. Even that may have to be investigated well. So that process may take any time between 10 to 12 working days.
He urges people to report any adverse effects after vaccination.
I think it is important for all of us, including the vaccinees, the one who takes the vaccine, and also the healthcare professionals who provide the vaccination, to inform any discomfort that may face or suffer from after the process of vaccination. It need not be said as it has to be a very serious event or it should be a mild event or a mild, no. Anything that you find not your usual thing, anything that is unusual that you feel, should be reported.
Kurumuthu urged people to continue getting the vaccine. Authorities say there is impressive demand, with queues at health centers reported as early as 4 a.m. The country has vaccinated 17,808 people, with the death toll from the coronavirus at 663. For VOA, this is Nkondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.